So Zvi and Levi, we're learning together the book, Yana Shalom. We are in the Hebrew version on page 194. So we're in a chapter 9, dealing with the greatness of peace. How great is Shalom by it? Importance. Adam she'eino mochan levatel kvodo b'shvil ha'shalom. A person who's not able, not prepared to forego his own honor for the sake of peace. Am I right? You're married?
Yeah.
Many years? You read this?
Huh?
You read this?
I haven't read it.
Okay.
It's for the married.
It's what?
Yana Shalom is for married, right?
For married men, yeah. Men.
Do they have a married and unmarried one? Or?
Only in the. If you could bring this one, it's the end one there, well, they make it different, this one. Okay, so a person who's not prepared to forgo his own honor for peace. So when his wife rebukes him, causes him to be disgraced, or treats him with any lesser respect than he thinks he deserves. He's very particular about it, he's upset about it. And he will open his mouth in order to defend himself, protect his own honor. So what happens? So we're talking about here the one of the main reasons why Hashem gives us problems in Shalom Bayit. Hashem could have made it very easily. He could have made it very easy to get on with your wife. Hashem made it dafka, not that easy. In fact, it's very hard. Why? Because He wants us to work on ourselves. He creates problems in Shalom Bayit so that we work on our midot. And without those issues, we would never work on our midot. If we don't get on with someone in yeshiva, our chavruta, so we find a new chavruta. If I don't like the bus driver, so tough. I see him once a day for 5 minutes. It's not a big issue. But if I have a problem with my wife, it's not so easy to change wife, Baruch Hashem. No one should think of that.
Some people do. Some people get mad because
they can't take it. But the idea, that's not the plan.
The plan is
that it's going
to
be difficult and you're going to have to work on yourself. And I'm going to put you in a situation where you can't get out of it very easily. So you have to work on yourself.
Yeah, it's like the real tikkun emunah,
right?
The woman shows you what you're real, what you really work on your character.
Rav Arash writes that a person who has wonderful character traits outside the home and inside the home, it's not good, then it's all a sheker. All the good character traits he has outside is a complete lie. It's all for show. It's a pretense. If you don't have it in the home, it's not real. You didn't actually acquire it. Because that's where you're really tested. You're not tested externally. It's not a test. Only when you're tested and you still have the good character trait, that means you actually have it. If you're not tested and you just go around being nice to people, it doesn't mean you're a nice guy. Just means that it's useful, it's helpful, helps me get what I want by being nice. So I'll be nice. Doesn't mean I actually worked on chesed at all. Now, if someone is in my face shouting at me, telling me I'm a lousy husband, telling me I do nothing, I don't help around the home, and criticizing me, and now I'm still acting in a very nice way, so well, that's because that's my midah. I've acquired that midah now. And it's not temporary. Pardon me. Okay, so a person. So what's he talking about now? Now we're talking about ga'ava. We know from Rabbeinu that ga'ava is the root of all our bad midot, root of all sins as well. Ga'ava. And in the case of Shalom Bayit, ga'ava is also for sure the root of all the problems in the home. So specifically here, he's talking about a husband who suffers with galva, we all do, to a lesser or greater degree. None of us can say that we've removed galva, so this doesn't apply to me. We might be able to say I'm not so bad, maybe. But we cannot say that we... So everything in here always applies to us, just depends on how much, what level we're holding. So a person who has galva, so when they get rebuked, they want to answer back? They want to defend their honour? Well, that's not right, that's not fair. Hold on a minute, I'm not accepting that. Why? Because I've got galva. I've got an ego, I need to protect my... Hello, I've got a being, something here to... Which is the opposite, obviously, of being nothing. When I feel like I'm nothing, I'm very humble, I'm innocent. Now, you can say what you like, and it's just, in one ear, I don't care, it doesn't bother me, tell me what you like. Doesn't hurt me, doesn't bother me. But we're not like that. It does bother us, it does hurt. And if it's your wife, and it hurts even more. Firstly, because it's your wife, this is the person who's meant to love you and care for you, and suddenly she's turned on you, and she's saying not nice things. So it hurts for that reason. Secondly, it hurts even more because she knows exactly your buttons to press. She knows exactly what to say, right? Someone else in the street comes and says, you're an idiot, you're a fool. You're like, I don't know who this guy is. He's called me an idiot, called me a fool. It doesn't mean anything to me. But if my wife knows exactly what to say, that's really, that really hurt. That she just,
And she has a memory like a trap.
And she knows exactly what I did, when I did, how I did it. And so that's how they're programmed. Hashem made her that way because she has all the tools she needs in order to do the job that she's got to do. And her job is to push all the buttons until there's no buttons left to push. If there's still a button left there, it means there's a problem that needs fixing. Right? She's going to find it. Okay, that one's cleared up. That one's cleared up. Now that one doesn't do anything anymore. Right? And it's good. So it means it's good for me. It means that I've now grown. I'm now much better. I now have much more patience. When I got married initially, for example, let's say, and I never realized that women take usually between 6 and 12 hours to leave the house to go shopping, right? You need to warn them in advance a long enough period so that they can prepare themselves, get ready, do their hair, get their books, get their thing, find their phone, find the purse, find the money, go back, make a phone, right? So a husband needs a lot of patience. So initially, women, there's a reason why women aren't bound by positive time-bound mitzvahs. Because women are beyond time, they don't work with the clock. Right? The clock says 4 o'clock, but who cares what the clock says? Right? They're not with the clock. So they're not bound by time-bound ministers because it's not their way they work. So if you got an appointment, you got invited to friends, and they said, yeah, come for dinner, come for 6. And at 6 o'clock, your wife isn't dressed and she's faffing around. 6:30, maybe if you're lucky, you'll leave. You get there at 7, it's really embarrassing. You're a guy and guys like to be punctual on time. They said 6, they mean 6. So initially, when I first get married, I didn't realize that was going to happen. So what happens? So 6:05, 6:10, I'm standing by the door. You ready yet? Very impatient. However, after a few years, 6:30 comes, 7 o'clock comes, I don't care. I'm reading my book, whatever, I don't mind, whenever you're ready, it's fine, I'm good. Right? Oh, what happened? I learned patience. Right? Eventually I grew the meter of patience. And there's no button there left to push. Okay, we're late, so what? I don't care. We'll be late. I've worked on myself, it doesn't bother me anymore. But if I still have a button left, come on. Then that button, whatever it is, means that I've still got stuff to work on in that area. It's still upsetting me, it's still annoying me. There shouldn't be anything left when I get to 120 that's annoying me, that's upsetting me, that's I've got a problem with that, I don't like it. Right? And each one, go through each one.
What about discussing it with your wife? So there's a neutrality.
It depends what I'm trying to do. What's my goal? If my goal is to try and make the problem go away, i.e. to try and fix her, then I'm shooting myself in the foot. I'm not doing myself a favor. I can make her change by many different ways. I can bribe her, I can threaten her, you know, the usual way you with kids, but you do it with your wife. Right? There are husbands that do that. Right? And I can make the problem go away. I didn't fix that anything. I made the problem go away. It didn't help me. I didn't work on any of me dots. I just made sure that she doesn't push that button anymore. Whenever she goes for that button, she's like a Pavlov dog that just recalls it. Oh, but I'm not going to go there. Right? She doesn't say anything. Don't go there. Don't speak to your father when he's reading his newspaper. Right? No one's allowed to speak to, right? Because I've made that clear. That's a rule. So I'm never going to work on that. Because I've now put up a barrier that nobody touched, right? So, wonderful. I made the problem go away. I didn't work on myself. Shem only created the problem, so for me, I work on myself.
And what if, for that example, you teach your wife that, you know, we need to get to a certain place at a certain time? You have to kind of like get rid of it earlier.
Okay.
And then, for instance, I do that with my wife.
Yeah.
And I try to be patient when I see that she's not holding back. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's good. That's much better. It's not. I don't know if it's because the thing is, if I don't get to where I'm meant to get to at the right time, it's because Hashem wanted it.
Hashem wanted it.
For what purpose? For why am I trying to get there on time?
Look, I'm saying if I'm supposed to eat lunch by somebody.
How old's your wife? She's roughly your age. She went to school. She went to some school at some point in her life.
Yeah.
She's got a fairly good. She knows that.
Oh, she might always be late.
And.
And so, help to teach her to get ready early.
Why?
Like, I mean, some women, they know sometimes they need to do something at 12. So they will be capable. They need to start getting ready at 11.
So you're right. Look, so practically speaking, it's a good answer. It's a good advice, but it's not what's really happening. It's true, but there's a truth within the truth. There's a truth, and there's a truth within the truth. So I would call that the truth. But the truth within the truth is, Hashem is trying to teach me something. And if I don't work out what that is, then he's going to have to give it me somewhere else, a lot stronger, because I didn't pick up the message over here. What's the message? So any fault, broadly speaking, that my wife has, she only has it because it's in me. Right? Chapter 2, whatever it is, 3. She only has it because it's within me. So he says over there, you're fixing the mirror. You're trying to fix the mirror. It's something that I need to work on. Okay, I don't see it. I'm very punctual. My wife takes 4 hours, and I'm always ready exactly on time, so I don't see what's going on. So fine, I need to go to the field and work out exactly what you're trying to show me, Hashem. I know from reading Rav Shalom's book that he brings the Arizal and he brings all the Gedolim that say that she's a mirror.
But
I don't see it.
No,
impossible. No. According to what's your source?
See, things that my wife says.
That's my own. According to what's your source, my own personal havana.
I have other bad things, but that's specific.
I haven't seen it. The answer is I haven't yet seen it, and I can tell you from personal experience. I've been married now. I know. Forgotten. Baruch Hashem, she's not listening. She's on the podcast. I've forgotten how long. Yeah. It's about 18 years. And I can tell you that only in the last few years there are midot that I'm seeing I actually do have. For 15 years I never thought it was me. Never thought that was me. 15 years. That I saw stuff in my wife that I did completely opposite in this. She's like this, I'm completely the opposite. Actually, no. Actually, I do have it, but it's subtle and it's hidden. And it took 15 years for it. When Hashem is ready to show you, when I'm ready to see, and he shows me that actually that was me all along. Actually, that was me all along. So, for example, if we're talking about the midah being late, not being on time. My wife takes ages and whatever. So it could be, there's many different reasons why a person needs to go to his Bodh Dutt to find out what he himself. It could be that the man who thinks he's always on time, and it's true, he is always on time, but why am I always on time? Because I'm worried about what they're going to think of me. Right? I'm worried about what they're going to think of me. But I actually don't have the mida of patience. I don't have the mida of being on time and being punctual for other things where people don't care. Right? If it's someone else, my kids waiting for me to pick them up at 4 o'clock, and I said I'm going to pick you up at 4. And I arrive at 4:15. Why? Because it's my kid. He doesn't care. Doesn't bother me.
So I might
find that I actually do have that mida. Not exactly in that situation, which is why I can't see it immediately. I actually have it somewhere else. Hashem is trying to give me a remedy.
So what does the wife do? Exactly.
Does it matter what the wife does?
No, I'm saying she always has that bad mida that you have, right?
Yeah.
So if you're late, it's because you only care what other people think about you. So what does she do? She doesn't care about being late.
Does it matter what she does? No.
And you said she has the same mida, right?
I need to look any problem that I see in others, particularly my wife, because my wife is my primary others, but any problem in others generally, but particularly wife, that I see in my wife is something that I need to work on. That's the way around. I don't need to try and figure it out backwards. I just need to look around and see what's bothering me. What bothers me about my wife? And for sure this stuff that bothers me about my wife, because otherwise I'd be Gan Eden. You're not in Gan Eden yet, you're not a Sadiq, so there must be stuff that you have issues with. Small, big, doesn't matter. Right? Those things I have issues with, that's what Hashem shows me that I need to work on. That's the learning that Hashem gave me. He gave me a mirror. She's the other half of my neshama. She reflects. If she's not got it, it's because I'm not giving her that light. Right? I'm the sun, she's the moon. I pass on to her. If she had 100 watts from me, she'd be shining back 100 watts. She doesn't shine back 100 watts. Why? Because I'm not shining 100 watts on her. I'm missing a little bit over here, a little bit over here, and over here, and over here. And because that's not shining, she's now got all these flaws. When I see what's missing in her, and I know what to rectify myself, I can now shine it. And then it'll go away. It goes away, it doesn't happen in her. Right? Classic example for men. See, we're talking about this. That men have wives who are not sneers. And the man worries, if my wife's not dressing so sneers, right? And it's a problem, I don't like it. Usually it's because I'm worried about what people think of me. But let's just, that aside. I see a problem with sneers, I'm great. Down to here, up to here, keeper. Obviously it's her problem, not mine. I dress very sneersly. Truth is, it's not. It's my problem. What's the problem with me? The problem with me is that I'm...
You're not
so new of I'm not... I'm, no, not but usually my eyes. It's what I'm looking at.
Because
right?
So anything else. And anything I'm not so new of
It could be, but it's usually my eyes. Because for many different reasons. One reason is the woman knows instinctively if her husband's attracted to... to the women's form and looking at women, then she has to dress provocatively to attract her husband. She's competing. She knows instinctively that this is what attracts my husband. So she has to dress that way. Also, it could be many other reasons. The fact that the woman is not getting attention from her husband because his attention is wandering and it's everywhere else and it's not with her. So she now needs to get attention from other people in the street. Right? She needs to have an attention quota. The woman has an attention quota that she needs to fill every day. Right? I need to get it from somewhere. So I'm either going to get it from my husband, 100%, and I don't need it from anywhere else. A wife that gets 100% from her husband, she doesn't need it from anywhere else. She doesn't need it from friends. She doesn't need it from Facebook. She doesn't need it from dressing provocatively in the street. She doesn't need it from anywhere else. So why is she exhibiting all those other behaviors and I think I'm great? Truth is, I'm not great. And Hashem is showing me by the things that upset me what I need to work on. So if it's not from, for example, right, it could be that a woman is spending a lot of time with her friends. right? And that really upsets me. She's never at home. She's never doing what she did. She's always with someone else. I can never reach her. She never has time to tidy, whatever. And it was really bothering me. Why? So the answer could be, I'm not paying her enough attention. So she needs attention from somewhere else. She needs to get it from somewhere else. However, it could also be that my wife is spending a lot of time with a good friend. And it's fine with me. I haven't got a problem with it. It's not bothering me. So I don't have to, it's not necessarily what she's doing. So whether it's bothering me, whatever is bothering me, that's the clue that Hashem is saying you need to look at that. So, what are we talking about in this case? So in this case we're talking about the fact that the man hasn't realized that, and he doesn't like rebukes from his wife. None of us do. And he hasn't read the rest of the book, so he doesn't know that it's for his own good. And a person who has ga'ava, a husband who has ga'ava, he doesn't like rebuke. And he has to defend his own honor. And that means he's going to lose his shalom by it. Because I have to answer back. I have to respond. My wife is programmed by Hashem to tell me the most bizarre, outlandish, untrue statements that are designed to really push my button whenever or whatever, and for no reason at all. Like, unprovoked. Walk home after a wonderful day, and then suddenly out of the blue, your wife can say to you, you're a terrible husband to me. You don't love me. You never do anything for me. But all the, hey, wait a minute. Where'd that come from? Hashem is testing me right now. She doesn't. If I have ga'ava, I'm going to say, wait a minute, I'm a great husband, I do lots of stuff. And I'm going to argue. You're not right, that's not true, I don't accept that, no.
What are the presents supposed to do?
Ah.
Sometimes it comes, but you really are healthy. You really are doing
100%. So that's what I'm saying, exactly. A wife can say stuff which is not true. She can say stuff which, for example, you never buy me anything. And it's not true, because clearly you bought her stuff. Doesn't matter how long you've been married, you've bought her stuff at some point. That dress, that ring, that hat, the holiday, whatever it is, came via you at some point. And she says, you never bought me anything. The fact that she said it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. It means that's what she's feeling right now. She's feeling unloved, she had a bad day, she just wants some attention, whatever it is. But it expressed in those words. Right? Women have a tendency to exaggerate, say something which is, that's what they're feeling, and for them it feels so big, feels to me like you never bought me anything in my life. Feels like that. That's what I'm feeling right now. But what do I hear? I hear you never bought me anything. I go, nah, whoa, wait a minute, that is not true. What is that dress you're wearing right now? What is that on your wrist? What is that in your ears? Hello? Have you forgotten? Right? So, the reason why I need to answer back is because I've got ga'ava. I need to maintain my, wait a minute, I've got something here to protect. I've got to defend my honor. My honor is being slighted. And the biggest rule of Shalom Bayit is that a husband needs to forego his honor. Needs to be humble. Humility, the greatest, the worst of all sins is ga'ava. And it is, because it leads to everything else. Then the greatest is humility. Humility is just accepting it. Okay, it's not true. She says to me, you never bought me anything. And I go, okay, right, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry. Now she's going to calm down, and she's going to tell me, you know, obviously you buy, but I'm just feeling really bad right now, whatever. And you diffuse the whole thing. She's happy, you understood her, you empathized, you sympathized, you agreed with her. That's all she wanted from you. And now everything's good again. But if I try and defend myself, even if I'm 100% correct, I've lost everything. I won the battle, but I lost the war. Right? Like Rav Kalman Nachman said, when you think, it's just what he said, I can't remember, when you think you won, you really lost. If you think you won, you really lost. You can't defeat your own wife. If you defeat your own wife, you've lost it. You've lost her, which is the worst thing. Right? She now, even worse position. It's not even worth thinking about. To recover that position is going to take months, years, if you're lucky, to try and get back. It's going to be good because you're going to work on yourself in the meantime, but it only stems from Gampa. So we have to work on ourselves and to know and to see it coming, right? Prepared for, was it forearmed is forewarned is forearmed, right? To know that that's what's going to happen. And to know that it's normal. To know that I don't have to defend. Hashem doesn't want me to defend my honor at this point. Hashem doesn't want me to give her a lesson in logic. And your thinking is not logical, because clearly if you thought it doesn't make sense, doesn't add up. He doesn't want me to teach my wife how to think straight, how to see truth and not to see imaginations. And it's not about my wife. He doesn't want me to fix her. He wants me to fix me. And he's giving me the message. He's giving me the message from her. And I need to see that as a message and not to see myself. Then Bezrat Hashem, I can keep my shalom bayit, which is more precious than anything else in the world. Thank you. Transform. So